The book of Leviticus, Vayikra, begins, God called Vayikra to Moshe and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, and so on. Why does God begin with a call? What is the essence and context of this kind of summoning? The word Vayikra that opens the book of Leviticus is not only contrasted with other, more common words of divine communication to Moshe, also present in the verse itself, such as Vayedaber, spoke, or Le'emor, saying, but the very word is marked in the scroll. The Aleph at the end of the word is written smaller than the other letters. In this way, the word captures our attention, inviting us to wonder about the unique nature of its context. Vayikra, says Rashi, suggesting one aspect of its meaning, is Leshon Chiba, language of love, and expresses that God's call has a posture of affection and love. The unique script of Vayikra with the small Aleph hints at additional layers of meaning based on the similarity between Vayikra and another word, Vayikar, which is used for divine communication to prophets. In the imagination of the following Midrash, the opening of the book of Leviticus is intentionally contrasted with the way God addresses the prophet Bil'am in the book of Bamidbar. And God happened upon Vayikar Bil'am, and he said to him, and so on. And the Lord happened upon Vayikar Bil'am, and put words in his mouth, and so on. By reading these two verbs, Vayikra and Vayikar, against one another, the Midrash distinguishes between two distinct modes of prophecy or divine dialogue. Put differently, these words distinguish between two states of mind that characterize those hearing the words of God. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina explains that Vayikar denotes a revelation that is half speech, fragmented, incomplete, or half-hearted, in contrast to the complete speech found here in Leviticus. Vayikra, the call that opens Leviticus, is speech imbued with a dimension of wholeness, wholehearted, or perhaps conveying a whole or integrated idea. Rabbi Yisachar from Kfar Mandi goes further, suggesting that Vayikar carries connotations of impurity, whereas Vayikra, used with Moshe, is in the language of holiness, in the language of purity, in clear language, the very language in which the ministering angels praise the Holy Blessed One, as it is said, and one called Vayikra to one another and said, holy, 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 and so on. Vayikra is understood as speech having the quality of holiness, meaning it is unique. The Midrash frames these distinctions between God's half-speech to Bil'am and God's whole speech to Moshe as a fundamental divide between the prophets of Israel and those of the nations. Rashi, in his commentary on Leviticus, adds a further dimension to the distinction between Vayikra and Vayikar. Rashi explains that Vayikar is speech conducted in a language of happenstance and impurity. For Rashi, the word Vayikra signifies a call that is established and enduring, standing in stark contrast to a call that is merely fleeting. The way Bil'am himself describes his perception of his connections with the divine could in theory transcend the social barriers of the Midrash. And Bil'am said, perhaps God will happen, yikare, to meet me. Bil'am's words reveal his state of mind regarding his relationship with God, not only the transience of the connection, but also its fundamental randomness in his eyes. As Rashi on the verse in Bamidbar explains, perhaps God will happen to meet me, God does not regularly speak with me. In Bilam's experience, there is no inherent order or regularity to God's revelation. Through this comparison, the distinction between Vayikra and Vayikar becomes more than just a linguistic nuance. It points to a posture of the soul. While Vayikar represents a chance, unsystematic encounter, one that is almost incidental and temporary in nature, Vayikra reflects a relationship built on structured, regular, and constant communication. The word Vayikra that opens the book of Leviticus, whose central theme is sacrifices, korbanot, which comes from the word karov, close, serves as a directional call towards a journey of closeness. This closeness is not incidental or fleeting, but constant and enduring. It grows from love and affection. It embodies a dimension of wholeness without hesitation or partiality. And as a close, these words echoed to me something about us, all humankind, about reality in general, and about our current reality in particular. The Rambam, in Hilchot Ta'anit, uses language from the realm of mikre, chance, event, vayikar, to describe a worldview that stands in opposition to the act of repentance. When a difficulty arises, if they do not cry out and do not scream, but say, "This matter has happened to us, as is the way of the world, and this affliction has befallen us as an unforeseen occurrence. Behold, this is a path of cruelty, and it causes them to cleave to their evil deeds." The Rambam explains that a worldview according to which what occurs is the way of the world, mere chance, is one that prevents a person from acting to change their own path and events unfolding in the world at large. This encapsulates the distinction between Vayikra and Vayikar, between a call and a mere chance. The call carries an assumption and a demand to seek out spaces of action, activity, and change available to us, perhaps even in situations where we might be inclined to say, "We've stumbled into this state," or "That's just the way of the world," or "This is the hand of chance," or "This is the way it is." If, after a failure or in times of distress, we do not sink into paralyzing self-blame, but instead gently wonder, "What could we have done to avoid this, and what actions are now possible before us?" Then we position ourselves on a path towards improvement, taking critical steps to build a world where reality is not merely the hand of chance. Yad HaMikre. Shabbat Shalom.